Sunday, before the first Sunday of Advent, is called Christ the King Sunday. It didn't start until 1929, and it was because a pope decided that the church needs to be the leader in the world after World War I. Today, people don't really pay attention to it. Most people don't think about Christ the King Sunday, and I think, frankly, it's kind of a silly Sunday anyway, unless we begin to think of the reign of Christ in a different way, that, in fact, Christ is the ruler that is taking care of the unruly people. But because I didn't want to do Christ the King Sunday, I decided the Sunday before Thanksgiving is a time for us to remember what we have and who we have in our lives. So listen for the word of God as it comes from the Psalms. Psalm chapter 107. Oh, give thanks to God, for God is good. For God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of God say so, for those that God redeemed were in trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way in the inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted with them. They cried to God in their trouble, and God delivered them from their distress. God led them by the straight path until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank God for the steadfast love, for God's wondrous works to humankind. For God satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry God fills with good things. I am not going to preach, because I think it's kind of silly to do that with us gathered together, because I think that we're given a moment of intimacy. I just want you to think about Thanksgiving and what it really might mean for you. It has become a day of gluttony. It has become the new Black Friday. So the world is stealing Thanksgiving from us and stealing Christmas from us all at the same time. So we are supposed to be countercultural people. We're supposed to do things in a way in which the world goes, what? And so I want you to think about the smallest things in your life that you are thankful for. 25 years ago, before Oprah started talking about gratitude notebooks, in seminary we read this book called Gratefulness, the Heart of Prayer. And the thesis of the book is, once we take time to determine what we have and be thankful for it, the less we need. And I found it to be true. I did this with my hospice clients a lot. When they were facing the end of their lives, the first thing we would do, we would pull out their gratitude notebook. And the things that they said were astonishing. One woman who was dying said, I'm grateful for the color green, because in the winter it's so hard to endure it, but I know that spring will come. So I'm just going to share with you a couple of things that I'm really grateful for. I'm grateful for the word yes. After losing two friends, three animals, and my dad in 1 year, and doing my dad's funeral, which led to a breakup in a relationship, I closed myself off from the world. People would say, oh, do you want to go on this trip? And I'd say, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I shut myself away from the world. I have a good friend, and ironically, today is his birthday. He died a year ago this month, and he kept wanting me to come to Kansas City and meet his new partner. His life had been hard. His parents beat him. He was biracial. He had a hard life. He had been a drug addict, picked up a dirty needle, was HIV positive, cleaned up his life, found a new partner. He was so happy. And they got married in Iowa, and he said, you got to come and meet my partner. I didn't do it. So at his funeral a year ago after Christmas, I promised him that I would say yes to everything. I would start saying yes to life. That next day, a friend called me and said, "For my wife's birthday, I'm going to take us to Alaska." And I said, "Oh, she'll love that. That'll be a great birthday present." And he goes, "No, no, no. You're the birthday present. I'm going to take you with the family, if you're willing to go." I said, "Yes." Disney cruise to Alaska? Why not? And ever since, the world has opened up. And part of that promise to my friend Gerald was why I'm here today. When I was offered the position, I thought and I thought, and I kept hearing Gerald say, "You promised me you would say yes. You promised me you would say yes." And here I am. Be careful of the word yes. But today, I'm grateful for the word yes. I'm grateful for practicing being present with people. It's the smallest and yet the most difficult thing to do in the world. When I was a hospice chaplain, I tried to be completely present to those people who are dying. And they would tell me their stories, these great stories. One of the things I love to ask couples is, "How did you meet?" So I asked this man who was a World War II vet, and he was dying, and I said, "How'd you meet your wife?" And he said, "Well, I had a friend who was kind of a pretty boy, and all these women wrote to him and sent pictures." Well, he put them in two categories, those he would never write and those he was going to write to. So the guy said, "Can I pick through your reject group?" And he said, "Sure." So he saw this picture of a woman. He thought she was stunning. He started writing to her. They wrote back and forth for 6 months. When he got home from the war, they met, and 3 months later, they were married. And they had been married for 62 years. Being present reminded me of what's important and what's not. My dad, who is arguably the most stubborn man God ever breathed the breath of life into, he and I used to fight about everything. I would say up, he would say down. I would say day, he would say night. My sister tells me that we didn't get along because we were exactly alike. She'll burn for it. But I remember almost 10 years ago, Dad was in the Oklahoma City Heart Hospital and coming home for Thanksgiving, and my sister brought all this food to the hospital, and we gathered together for the last time. That next year, there was an empty place at the table. So when we go around and say, "I'm grateful for food," remember that 1 in 4 children in this city doesn't have enough food. When you say you're grateful for family, be present to them. And if your family is a group of friends, well, it was Tennessee Williams who said, "Friends are God's way of apologizing for our family." So whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing this Thanksgiving, pause and be truly grateful for what you have. And then you'll know what you have. And then you can share it with others. And when Black Friday comes along, you can say, "I don't need it. I have enough. Let me give out of my abundance." Think about it. Amen.